can we have a look back in time for a moment? Why are they jumping on you so viciously? It's because of what you're exposing. I mean, let's think about the implications. What do you think are the broader implications for, say, Indigenous movements, just in Canada, let alone the world, of this? That the one half of the treaty is not being fulfilled? Like the royals, the crown, are in the wrong? And they owe reparation, significant quantities of it, both in land, sovereignty, and in wealth. Is that about right?
That's about right.
And in this kind of scenario, you know the old saying, oh, well, if you let one in, you have to let them all in, that kind of thing. Maybe that's part of the reason why they're suppressing people like yourself and so many others who are fighting along similar paths, for fear that if one were to get success, it would set a precedent. And all of the other fights for Indigenous rights would come through swinging. Which is why it is so important for the establishment to treat you in this way, to make you give up, as I said earlier. And what was it you were saying before about the Okanagan people? Is that how you pronounce it, Okanagan?
Yes.
Okay. Because it occurs to me, interestingly enough, that if you're trying to mess with the Okanagan people, you can't be right in your noggin. You know what I'm saying? There must be something wrong in your noggin.
Very good. Very good.
Very imaginative. That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
there you go. Not well in the noggin.
There's something wrong in the noggin, yeah. You know, it's the eggnog nation. It's
where Christmas that's right. That's right.
It's where Christmas lives.
I ask you not to make me laugh.
Oh, you don't know how the show works then, you know. Because in general, that's what it is, you know. Like you've got the little screen behind me. When you guys are cracking up at your most, when you're just not handling it well, that is the screenshot that I will take, that I will use as the screenshot for the audio archives. You know, so you go down the audio archives of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, and you see person after person after person talking about the occult, about scumbaggery, about murder, deceit, and deception, and horrific, terrible things, all laughing their asses off. And I think this is quite cathartic in a way, don't you think? Because, you know, it's even biochemically, you know, it releases a nice bit of endorphins. It's like, oh, yeah, they're trying to kill me, but, man, that's funny.
That's right. And they actually have tried to kill us many times.
See that? And here you are still cackling about it. It's a survival mechanism.
There was another video of me at the band meeting at the October 17th, where they were electing the band council or a band chief of last year, and they were like, get that mic away from her, shut her up, get her out of here. My sister Eileen happened to be at that meeting, and they were, did not want me to speak. They more or less
gave a speech.
Told me to leave, more or less.
Your sister Eileen, what do you call a woman with one leg?
Oh.
Eileen. Or pig.
Or pig.
Oh.